While Adam Smith looked at the ordered, clean benefits of a free market economy, the competition and the survival of the fittest, and consequently the strong survive and the weak fail, Marx looked at the disorders. Karl Marx was a German philosopher, and he lived from 1818 to 1883. So he lives at a time when Germany is going through Industrial Revolution, when England is going through Industrial Revolution, and Marx sees the problems within a capitalism, within a market capitalism. He doesn't see the product itself as the final product. What he sees is the abuse that the workers take at the hand of the producers. Like Smith's Wealth of Nations and Jefferson's Declaration of Independence, he too wrote. He wrote a book, The Communist Manifesto, in which he lays out this economic struggle of capitalism and overthrow. According to Marx, life, the world, is a series of struggles. These struggles are highlighted and based by economic struggles at every level. What he theorizes is this economic struggle is a struggle between the capitalists, the owners of capital, and the workers, or the proletariat. And what he sees is that while the workers provide the labor and they provide the sweat, and they take all the risks in this grand market capitalist production, it is the capitalists themselves that gain all the advantages. So they actually are making their wealth on the backs of the worker. Well, if you have laissez-faire and you have no rules from the government, and the workers, the proletariat, is pushed down and down and down and down, they will have no alternative but at a particular point to rise up in a violent revolution, to break the chains that bind them, to overthrow the bourgeoisie, and to seize the methods of production, to share those methods of production, the capital, with one another, and to create a state in which private property is not needed, it's not used. And so this idea that the workers are abused and that the workers have the rights to rise up and seize those methods, that's at the core of Marxism. He said, workers of the world unite, the only thing you have to lose is your chains. And this was really, really, sounded really good to the poor who were not sharing in the wealth of an industrialization in Germany or England and were feeling the effects of a lack of government's control in that same system. And so it also sent a shot across the bow to the capitalists themselves. So when Marx, who is sent out of Germany and writes with Friedrich Engels in Paris for a while, and then retires and writes and writes and writes his Das Kapital in England, is going to provide a theory of hope for a long, long time to a working force who is being beaten down constantly by capitalists and not sharing in the wealth of what their labor is bringing to the table.